We've seen a lot of toy companies now also trying to get ahead of exactly what Artie just walked through there, not only higher costs when it comes to shipping, but also fears about not having those toys shipped in time to actually stock the shelves for holiday shopping. And for more on that, Nathan Resnick, Sourcify founder here, a company that is backed by Y Combinator that helps companies figure out where they're going to be producing these products around the world. He joins us now. Nathan, I mean, when we look at it, this is something that, obviously COVID-19's been here for a bit, but these things haven't been fixed because people are still worried about getting sick. The backlog is still there. So when you look at toy companies now also dealing with this, what are we seeing in terms of the possibility of not having everything on shelves for Christmas?
And the backlog is super long. I mean, when we talk about importing, no one expected freight rates to be so high and for there to be such a imbalance of capacity on these container ships and air freight right now. There's not as many planes going back and forth internationally, so air freight is extremely tight as well. And even if we flash back to 2018, 2019, when we had those trade tariffs increased. A lot of toy importers tried to transition their supply chain outside of China into Vietnam or other countries in Southeast Asia. And that's been a huge challenge just with the audit requirements and everything else going on with freight in terms of the rates being high and just ports being so backed up. So that's what we're seeing right now. And on the ground floor, from a factory perspective, there still are COVID closures affecting India, Vietnam. Really all over Southeast Asia. And we keep an eye on that as an ongoing basis, just depending on what's happening, at each facility.
Nathan, talking specifically about toy makers, I mean, if they are having these issues now, short term, what are they doing to try and mitigate it in time for the holidays? Is there a scrambling of trying to find a different manufacturer closer to home? I mean, is there a whole lot they can do?
Short term, there's not a lot they can do. What most supply chain teams do, especially, the past 12 months, is spend more time planning out their inventory, planning out their distribution, seeing if there are other ports that aren't as backed up. I mean, the Port of Long Beach has the most container ships off the port that it's ever seen. And so a lot of supply chain teams are trying to divert shipments to other ports that might not be as backed up. So really it comes down to planning and forecasting. And right now for the holiday season, every container ship and freight line is super backed up.
Nathan, can you talk about the average cost of each of these containers? Has it gone up? And do you see a lot of big companies sort of buying up a lot of these containers and maybe squeezing out the smaller players?
Definitely they have. I mean, there's some, large importers, even as an example, Home Depot, that actually booked out its own container ship. And so we see a lot of large importers, really forecasting farther in advance to book up more container space. And that's squeezing out a lot of the SMB players. We talk about those third-party merchants that sell on Shopify or sell through Amazon. For them to get container space, it's even more challenging as they, fight for space against big importers. And so that's really what we're seeing on the ground floor in terms of, container pricing, 3Xing, sometimes 5Xing compared to what it was, 18 months ago. Rates are just incredibly high right now.
I'm a consumer watching this though, and I'm hearing high rates for shipping, high everything, basic high supply costs, and even making these over there. I mean, what's the impact going to be when I finally make it to the store on December 24th to buy everyone the gifts last minute? What is it going to be in terms of the price shock for people?
Yeah, there's going to be a trickle-down effect to end consumers. I don't think that the discounts on Black Friday, Cyber Monday are going to be as high as they were, last year or the year before. Right now, I think prices are definitely going up across the board when it comes to a retail perspective because, the margin is getting squeezed by these importers. And so it's going to be a really interesting dynamic this holiday season to compare, discounts on Black Friday and Cyber Monday to that of last year and the year before.
Nathan, you mentioned the move out of China that was prompted by the US-China trade war. We've already seen a lot of these companies diversifying outside, but they've still remained in places like Asia. You think what's happened during the pandemic strengthens the case for them to bring manufacturing back home, if not a little closer to home, even if that means paying higher wages and higher costs?
You know, it's a really good question. I think it's something that a lot of importers always like to explore. I think that one of the biggest challenges with, you know, bringing production back to America is the raw materials. You know, every product that we buy at a retail store stems from raw materials, and the vast majority of those raw material, you know, manufacturers stem from Asia. And so though a lot of supply chain teams have looked into, you know, South America and other parts of the world outside of Asia, it's been really challenging, not just from a production standpoint, but from a raw material standpoint, to get, you know, those products produced. And so that's really the big key question when it comes to, you know, can we bring manufacturing back home? You know, our price is going to be much higher, but actually how are we going to get the raw material here too? And is that still going to stem from Asia?
Nathan, I just want to zoom out and think about who stands to gain here. Who's the biggest winner from this? I mean, yes, companies, shipping companies can charge more, but are they really the biggest winners here?
It's a really good question. I mean, I think shipping companies are seeing the stress right now as well, because, you know, they've a lot of times never dealt with this much demand. And so, you know, their phones are ringing all day. People are looking for status updates when it comes to the container shipments. And so that's really, I think, the biggest challenge for container companies is, though, you know, they are making more money and are able to charge a lot more for a container, you know, the demand is so high. And so a lot of, you know, importers are getting squeezed out. So I think it's hard to determine a winner here. I think everyone in the supply chain industry, you know, wants rates to go back down and for there to be more of a, you know, even keeled importing process for the future.